Awesome. Welcome, welcome, everyone. My name is Jim Anderson, and I'll be your host for the December 3rd, 2018 Mindset Monday webinar. It is always my pleasure to welcome everybody. I am the Vice President of Sales for Gemini, and again, I am so excited to host these calls each and every Monday evening where we bring and showcase our talent from the field, or maybe it's a person who's doing a training or whatever. But our objective is to impart something to you, the listener, that you didn't have before you joined this call. Maybe you're in a bit of information or enthusiasm or whatever it might be. And I am so excited to host this call tonight because I have two of my dear friends that I've known for a number of years, not just with Gemini, but a previous company. And I know, like, and trust them, and we just have a great rapport, the three of us. And I couldn't be more excited to introduce those individuals to you today. They really need no introduction. For those who've been involved with Gemini or the parent company or the sister company, it's Mr. and Mrs. Tuck and Laura Trentham. Tuck and Laura, welcome to the call, my friend.
Thank you.
Oh, you're awesome. You look terrific. You're just a dynamic duo. Listen, on the off chance that there may be a new person, that, and there always is, some new people on these calls, would the two of you just do a back and forth, just a little bit of a background of the two of you, your experience and network marketing, whatever you've been doing prior to this, just a little bit of an overview, let people get to know you a little bit like I do. Either one of you, go first.
Go ahead.
All right. Tuck and I, Tuck has been he owns his own company. He's owned it for over 30 years. It's a water well driller. So we have a traditional business. I, in my past career, I was a banker for 23 years, and we were introduced to network marketing. I'd never been in network marketing before. Tuck had been in a few, didn't really make anything. He can talk about that. But we were introduced to it through Jay Archer. Tuck actually ran into somebody at the poker room. You can tell a little bit about that. But we met Jay. It'll be 9 years this coming year that we met him, and we joined the previous company, the sister company, with them. And honestly, it was the best decision we ever made. And, you know, tons
of...
No, we didn't make that decision at the time. I thought he was crazy. Yeah. Tell us a little bit about what happened.
Make a long story short, me and Laura had met at the right time. I was broke, going through a divorce. She was going through a divorce, or just had her divorce was final. And we didn't really have a lot to lose. So when this guy introduced this to me, I told him there's no way I got enough problems in my life. I don't need to have another problem with that stuff you're talking about, network marketing. Make a long story short, he put a fellow on the phone with me, and it happened to be Jay Archer. Well, when I come home, I wanted to look at the little video because I promised him I would. And when I did that, I seen Jay Archer on the video, and he was the guy on the phone with me. So now I know I'm ground floor. I mean, I have to be. The owner was on the phone with me, and I was so I told Laura, I said, honey, we're going to do this. You ain't putting my name on nothing. I said, what if this is the next big deal, and it was a great opportunity? We turned our backs on it just because we thought we knew something, and we didn't. So we joined, been friends with Jay Archer, have been through Dynamax, absolutely love this industry, had no idea. I tell you what, if I could turn the time back and go back to when I was a young man and work this industry like I worked that well, doing business till 10, 11, 12 o'clock at night, there's no telling where we would be now. But I know it all. Everything happens for a reason, and we're here because of that. I don't think we'd be the same people if we'd have done that. And
you know what? I just want to add to that, because at that moment in time, it's a memory that will stick in my mind for forever, because I was actually at my daughter's house that night, and Tuck called me, and he said, you got to come home. You got to turn the computer on. He didn't know how to turn a computer on. Still doesn't know how to turn a computer on. But anyway, he's like, you got to turn the computer on. We have to watch this video. So Tuck wanted nothing to do with network marketing, but he made a promise to his buddy that he would at least watch the video. He said, I promised him I'd watch the video, and we watched the video. And so I'll never forget him standing, and he was standing up next to me, you know, and we were watching it. And he tells me, he said, you know, it was $1,000 to get it at the time, right? Well, this is when the economy crashed. We had no money. Tech was in debt with the well drilling business. I just had my divorce, you know, lost
my home. We
wasn't
just broke. We was in debt for $100.
I mean, we had no money. And so when he said, okay, I'm going to sign up and I'm going to sign you up too. He says, you can pay me back later. I said, I'm not paying you crap.
So
he was very excited. He was like, Laura, and we talked about it. And he said, Laura, what if this is the next big thing? And I said, you know what, honey? I said, you know, you go to the poker room, that's a risk. You don't know if you're going to walk out with money. And this is something that maybe, you know, if we don't know risk, no gain. And what if this is? So we really did it on a what if.
That's right.
And it really has been the best thing. I mean, we can go in and talk about, you know, all the benefits and that kind of thing. But yeah, so that's how we got started, Jim. That's a little bit about us, and we're excited.
Well, I love the way you guys have this interaction back and forth, and I know that's exactly how you work. You're a great team. Each of you have strengths, and you complement one another, and I've seen that for years. And anyway, it really works that way, and that's the way it should work, in my opinion, in this industry. If you've got a significant other, if he or she's involved with you, it just makes a world of difference, as you both know. Whether you do it full-time or part-time, it doesn't make any difference. The fact that you're in agreement and you're working this business together and complementing each other with your skills and your encouragement is a huge plus. All right, let's move along here. Now, you're obviously very successful with Gemini. If we had a master distributor, which we technically don't, it'd be you two, because you're such an amazing couple and leaders and help everybody. But just a day in the life, if you will, a day in the life of Gemini with Tuck and Laura. What do you do? What's your daily method of operation, if you will? Give us, the listeners, some tips on how you do the business.
Well, I'm going to let you talk about this, but I want to real quick explain how it used to be, and then Tuck can explain how it is now. Because it's kind of funny, because in the beginning, you know, when you start and you're excited, we would literally, and there might be, I'm just saying this because there might be some of you that do the same thing, but Tuck and I, we would literally go to bed, and Tuck would look at me and he'd say, who are we going to prospect tomorrow? And then in the morning, I'd wake up and he'd be going, who are we going to prospect today?
I'd write them down.
And I would be like, oh my gosh, you're going to drive me crazy.
I did drive her crazy.
But it was good. And so we really, yeah, we were constant. But anyway, I just thought it's comical because we laugh about it now.
To let everybody know, you know, this is, we all have fun and all that. But this is a very serious business. This is a business that can change people's lives. And when I got started into this, if anybody knows me, they know whatever I'm into, if it's gator hunting, racing, well drilling business. I mean, when I do something, I do it. And that's the only way I knew how to do this. I literally drove this lady crazy. I mean, it really, there's times, and there's times it's tense. I mean, it, you know, because I needed to build and make money. And this poor girl, she would literally go to work at the bank and come home at 5 o'clock. I thought we'd have an opportunity to meet again tonight. She didn't even know nothing about it. And I didn't know anything. Yeah. I mean, seriously, but I mean, I was desperate, you know. And honestly, Dynamax saved my other business. So, you know, we worked hard, and we've always stuck with it, and it's made us closer. It's made us better people. And if people do realize what this industry can give you, it is the most unreal thing in the world, in my opinion. Daily methods of operation. It's different because at the first, believe this or not, I would not speak in front of people. Now, I could go sit down with talk to anybody in the world, but I wasn't getting up in front of a crowd. So Mr. J. Archer would have to do my meetings, and then I finally got up, and she wasn't, no way.
No way.
Absolutely not. So the whole first 4 or 5 years, she agreed to do all the paperwork and the computer stuff that I didn't want to do, but have nothing to do with, still don't. But anyway, she would do all that. If I would go, we would make a list and go prospect people. And that's how we worked it together. And I don't think there's nothing greater than working together, but I can see where people have problems if you don't have your spouse on board with you. And I think there's some tools that you can use that will really help you. That Rise movie, if you could sit down and have a drink with your spouse or whatever, and just, I just want you to watch this, honey, and put that in and say, give me 50 minutes of your life to explain to you what this industry is. But you don't explain it because they know you don't know what you're talking about. You just got involved. But let this and say, just let that video speak for you and say, this is what I want to do. I was fortunate enough to meet a couple today that have been in the network marketing. He was totally against it. And she wanted to do it. He wanted her to go get a job. And she did. Very, very successful. This is in another company that we're working on, but we're working on trying to get them in our company. But, you know, it was so neat to hear her here. She'd become a top earner in the company. Now he's all on board, you know. And at first, he told her she'd be crazy. And that happens a lot in this industry. So I'm very fortunate to have my wife that we've been able to work like this. And I hope people out there can get their spouses, because it is a wonderful thing at times, and it can be a little testy at times too. You just gotta
get through those times. Right. And it's only because, you know, we had to learn this. Tuck and I had to learn this. And this is one of the huge benefits that comes in with network marketing is your personal development and learning how to do this business. And, you know, we've had times where we were, you know, frustrated, and times that we were so excited, and, you know, just blah times. And every time I think that there is, we've made every mistake I think that there is. We've enjoyed it. I mean, Tuck in the beginning, and I know, Jay, you've got to laugh about this, but when Tuck first started talking, getting up in front of the meetings, and he'd talk about the ingredients, and he said,
I said, oh, there's
goji berries, dingleberries, something berries in this. He didn't know.
So there's a lot of berries in it.
And we're sitting back going, oh my gosh, he didn't just say that. But back to my point, working as a couple, for those out there that, you know, couples, it usually starts out most of the time where one thinks the other one's crazy and what are you doing this? And, you know, you're never going to make any money at that and da, 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 da. But then you come to find out we did. And I think the biggest thing that we learned was let each of you do what you're good at. So in other words, Tuck is good at talking to people and communicating with people. And he's not so good at the computer part and the technical part and the helping somebody and the signing somebody up and explaining some different things. So we learned that, okay, this is his part and this is my part. And our vehicle runs well that way. And so for those of you out there, maybe your spouse isn't doing it, doesn't want to do it, maybe you can find someone else out there that you can partner up with that can offset you to help you in these different areas. And then you learn, because I've learned with him, and we've grown. And, you know, our daily method of operation, it used to be where we were constant, you know, who we prospecting, da, 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 da. Now, this 9 years into it, we are so glad. Was there times that we maybe thought about quitting? Kind of not really.
No.
But there was times that we were frustrated. We're so happy now. I was talking to someone the other day, and they said, you're really, you know, you guys are really doing good with that. And I said, yeah, but we never quit. And I said, right. Now it's paying off. And so it takes some time. But like this time of year right now, this is mine and Tuck's. We allow ourselves to slow down this time of year because it's hunting season. The holidays are here and Tuck's usually gone. I'm surprised he's here tonight. But anyway, we slow down this time of year.
Well, we still prospect.
Yeah,
don't get me wrong,
talk,
but
right.
I don't know, this is the time of year that we both, you know, we have things that she loves decorating for Christmas. I love hunting. So we cut back a little bit. We never stop.
Right.
But let me explain something. One key thing that I think will really help everybody. If you have a spouse or something that doesn't want anything to do with this, don't push them. I pushed her and almost, I mean, I know she was about ready to quit. I drove her nuts. And yeah. Don't do that. Just allow them time and show them by going out, signing people, getting people. When they start seeing a little bit of money come in, they're on board, baby. But don't push too much because I think it's hard on you.
Well, let me come back to what I'm hearing, a kind of biblical term, iron sharpens iron. So the two of you can sharpen each other is what you're encouraging other people to do.
Absolutely.
Play to each other's strengths. Don't push them. Just kind of lead them, you know, along. Usually it's the women that catch this business quicker than the guys. We're so egotistical. We think we know what we want to do and how to do it. It really is. With my experience in the 30 years, it's usually the women that are better at it, you know, more open. So anyway, I'll make that comment. So you talked about what I call a tools culture. You've got some videos that you use. I know that actually you developed some wonderful videos that a lot of people are seeing the benefit of, which I love is the fact that the company can, you know, oversee different things, but not things that sound like a Texan, didn't it? Things, but things that really do, bring out the creativity in people. And I love that. It's just a wonderful proving ground. We've got so many awesome leaders, but one of the things that I really have appreciated about Jim and I is the interaction between the field leadership and the corporate team. I know you've told me that a few things, but from your perspective, how would you say that's working?
I think it's working very well. And what I've tried to do is I had a coach, basically my coach at the time was Jay. You know, I would call, and Jay, he taught me. When I got involved in this, I knew nothing. You got to understand that. I told him I'd do whatever I needed to do. Just tell me what I need to do if I could make some money. And he asked me if I was coachable. I said, I'll do whatever you tell me to do. He says, go talk to your friends and put me on the phone. Well, I run him crazy. I mean, I probably done anywhere from 8 to 20 calls a day. I mean, I rang his phone off the hook because that's what I got to do. And I'll never tell you a quick story. It was funny because he'd tell the same story. So one day I said, Jay, I'm getting bored to death. Can you change this a little bit? And he said, well, how are we doing? How many are we signing? Percentage-wise, I said, probably about 90, 95. He said, well, what do you want to get? What do you want to change? He was teaching me duplication. And he goes, this ain't for you to listen to, Tuck. He says, now you're ready to do three-way calls. He says, it's for them. And I would joke with him, you know, but I mean, that was my teacher, but as we've been going along, we've really went out and tried to learn this industry. I want to be a big professional in this industry, and we want the tools. We are coming up with a duplication model. That's why that video was done. My wife and some of the other ladies in here went to the world, to the Most Powerful Women in Network Marketing, and we are seeking to get better and better and better at duplication. And that's what our whole goal is the next before the trip, is to try to use tools. Because what I've learned is when you're with a spouse or you're with somebody you know and you're telling them about this great company, they know you've been a well driller. They know you ain't no expert on hemp oil. And you're trying to explain it. So you need to use the tool, whether that's a three-way call or that little video. And I've learned, I mean, we made a lot of mistakes that I don't want our people to make. So we're trying to come up with something that we can learn from our mistakes and have it, you know, it's not going to work for everybody, but with their tools out there, they can all use whatever tools they want to.
Well, in addition to mentorship, what I also have found to be very helpful is that you're doing it. I mean, I've got 30 years experience in the industry and I've play different roles, but the role I'm playing right now is working in interaction with leaders like yourself. We've got tremendous leaders.
Absolutely.
With Jim and I. And we've had a number of them showcased on this call and so on and so forth. But we, the owners listen, you know, to what you share. I mean, whether it's a development of a new pack or if it's maybe a tweak to the comp plan, whatever that might be. I'm just saying, I really value and appreciate you guys' input. And we just, there were just some enhancements made recently. What are the, a new pack, for example. Yeah. Tell me about how that worked from your perspective.
Yeah, Jim, and so you made a great point because, you know, in this last 9 years that we've been with Bill and Jay and the whole staff, they listen to us. And that's huge. That's huge when you have the owners right there and, you know, and we're giving them input of what's happening out in the field and they're actually listening. And so this happens all the time, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, they're there for us all the time. Just like Jay was, you know, right there on that phone with Tuck 20 times a day. And Tuck's not lying because that's the way it was. And it could still be today. So, so one of the things that they listen to us about is we've been looking for the new hemp pack, the larger hemp pack. The one goes in between, it's called the Galaxy Pack. And that is a $1,000 pack. I think there's 15 bottles in there. So that's exciting. So that's something that's in the back office. Hopefully everybody's seen that. But that's huge. So every little bit, they do listen to us when we're talking. We have weekly calls with our leaders out there, and they listen to us. And so, you know, that's something to be said right there.
You know, well, it is. Go ahead, Chuck. Go ahead.
Since we've been in this industry and we've been a little bit successful, we get to see a lot of other companies too. And I try to prospect and talk to people in other companies. That's, you know, so I get to hear all the horror stories. And I don't think people in this company really know what kind of owners we do have. They're wonderful men. And do you hear some of these stories about some of these companies? I mean, we feel like this is our company. Mm-hmm. It's not Bill and Jay's company. It's our company. And there's not any of that out there, okay? So we are very fortunate.
Well, that's one of the things I really like. And, you know, I'm not an owner, but I'm in there, you know, just as a facilitator with all of you. And that's one of the biggest pluses I can see from my experience, same thing what you just said.
How many sets do you have left? Can I work in the same way?
Please. True, a little more specific in terms of...
I can work in between here? Oh, yeah. Perfect, thank you.
Somebody's phone isn't on mute.
Yeah, there's someone that's unmuted. Just help us out a little bit here. We've just got a couple more minutes here. From a kind of a nuts and bolts perspective, so you got the tools culture, you're using different types of tools, let the tools do the talking, just like Jay does, usually using the three-way call. You had a great benefit in having a Jay Archer, but now you're capable of doing that. So you're mentoring your team to do the same thing. So it's to edify your leader, bring him on, him or her, and use that three-way, very powerful, the tools culture. Real quickly, when somebody, let's say I'm on board now. I joined yesterday. What would be your onboarding process? What are the things that you try to do as quickly as possible to get me started off on the right track? What would be some of those things, guys?
If it depends on if you're just the average person that hasn't been involved in the company, because you taught me this a little bit. It isn't the same for everybody. You know, some people come in as experienced. So you're not going to do them somebody like Miss Jane over here that's a stay-at-home mom. The first thing we do is we give them the book. We give them the GoPro book. This is basic skills. Then we use our duplication model in the back office. We had it there. I mean, I printed it out today.
Yeah, this one.
The step one, step two, get them on the calls, get them on the mobile app, get them on. And if they're total novice, we put them on that right there just to get them started.
Right.
We show them the video. We explain to them. Then we start doing three-way calls with them. It is kind of unique, okay, as far as, depending on the person, it's not, but if you just use that book and do exactly what it says, you know, we haven't used that enough, I don't believe.
Yeah, we actually, you know? When this morning I printed everything out for tech, so what was that? That was the compensation plan page. That was the Ready, Set, Hustle sheet. That was the duplication guide.
Yep.
What else? And member enrollment, you had that. Going to this meeting. But those are the things that we go through. And if people actually use those and utilize them, they're very helpful. And they will walk them through step by step. The mobile app, getting them signed up on the mobile app. It will trigger things to them that maybe they forgot to do with them. But one of the most important things that we do, and this is true, and actually Karen just texted me not so long ago, and she wants me to send the Rise movie to someone. But in the beginning, when we say, okay, we would like for you to download this book, you can listen to it. It's 2 hours and 30 minutes or something, 2 hours and 40 minutes, the book.
The book is.
We say, it's everything you need to know about network marketing. And if you could take 50 minutes of your time, watch this movie. We don't want to do anything with you until you do this, because it explains it to them.
Yep.
That's our way of doing it. That's not to say that everyone has to do that, but it really helps people. And so that's how we get them started. And then we work with them individually, like Tech says, are they experienced? Are they not experienced? And then we kind of take it from there. Tuck kind of tells me what to do with them.
I found, Jim, that movie, when I have somebody that's on the fence or just doesn't know enough about it, but what is that you do? You know, and you're trying to explain to them what you do. How did you get that car? You're wearing that hat. What is Gemini? I tell them real quick, And then I leave them alone, but I tell them they need to watch this. And if they want to be successful, watch this 50 minutes and you'll know what I do. And I leave. You'd be surprised at what that piques somebody's interest about how much money they can make.
Well, yeah. You're exactly right. Let me come back and backfill just a little bit. A book that you made reference to is a book called GoPro, written by a man by the name of Eric Worre. I know Eric. He's a prince of a guy and extremely knowledgeable. And he had the ability to communicate the basic steps in a very, very easy to understand manner. A lot of companies use this. I think it's the best tool out there. Personally, in the years I've been in this industry, a lot of books have been written, but I don't think it's anything any better for a step-by-step
basic
blueprint.
Book.
Exactly right, Tuck and Laura. So anyway, that's great. Okay, listen, I can't believe the time's already just about up, but all right, again, here's a scenario. I'll use me as an example. I'm not in yet. This is my first exposure to Gemini, this call tonight. You've got my interest, but between the two of you, one of both of you, give me a what I call a must-air point, kind of a close, talking to the brand new person who's really just on the edge. What would you say to them talking to me tonight? Why should I get involved with Gemini?
We have a company that's brand new. Everybody that's around me says, boy, if I'd have gotten Dynamax when you did, and I asked all of them. Trust me. Boy, if I'd have done that. So I tell them, look, you have an opportunity of a lifetime to be on board in network marketing for this industry at a company that's not brand new. This company's going to be new, but we have got 9 years of experience. You have the chance of a lifetime here. What you do with it's your business. But I can tell you this. If you want to look at this, fine. I'm here to help you and educate you on anything you need to know about it. But I leave it up to them. In other words, I'll take it away and say, look, if you want to pass this up, you can. You know, pushing somebody doesn't work.
Right.
I promise you. The best way to do it is explain what you have. You're super excited. Walk away. And then they say, well, look, maybe I need to know a little bit more. Well, let me teach you about the industry. Maybe send them the Rise movie. You don't have to sign them up in a day. If it takes a week, so what? You educate them. And I promise you, the more you educate them, send them the little whiteboard video about how come our product is the best. Everybody hears about CBA. But let me show you the difference in ours. It takes 2 minutes. Send them that little video. Let them watch it.
Send them our overview video. And that's what we've done.
Use tool.
And when Tech says you may not sign them up today, you may not sign them up next week. We signed up Larry and Emily. Larry says, gosh, I wish I would have done that with you, you know, back 9 years ago. And now they're signed up. So, you know, you're talking to people. You're not pushing it on them. You're sharing it with them. You're showing the excitement, what we have. And the company's awesome.
Sell it.
Right.
Share.
Well, everybody's got their time, right? The right time. You know, whatever that is, we want it to be today or the day we're making our presentation, but it's not always that way. But everybody operates on their own time frame. And so you're just smart enough, mature enough to know, you know, put it in front of them and let them, you know, it's like angling for a bass, you know.
Let me bring up one more thing, Jim. I got to bring up this because I've done this and I don't want other people to make mistakes. When you're new in this and you're starting it, don't hold this personal with them. I did. I burned bridges. I couldn't understand why my best friends wasn't going to do what I was going to do. I mean, you got to be kidding me. You can't see this like I see it. They can't.
Right,
so don't
right.
hold it personal. Don't burn that bridge because they will never come back to you. So just invite them, show them, and I promise you, in 2 months, they're going to ask you how it's going. Say, wow, man, I've already made $2,000 more. Hell, got it. But just allow them to bring themselves back, because if you burn the bridge, they are not coming back to you.
Right.
Well, I did.
We went through times, too. There was times, guys, I was literally in tears because of people making fun of us. And really, it was hard. I mean,
don't let it bother you.
But now, to reap the benefits, now everybody in town knows that what we do. And we know a lot of people. And so when we see people out there, the first thing they say is, how is Gemini going? Or how, you know, sometimes they'll say Dynamax, but, you know, oh, wait, you're doing, so how is that going? It's doing awesome. It's doing really great. Well, I want to try some of that stuff. Right. These are people that never would have tried it before, right?
Right.
And so the more you stick with it, the more you don't quit. The only way to fail is to quit. And so, you know, we've hung in there and we just see so many bright things. we're so excited for the new people that are on the call tonight. And anything that we can do to help any of you out there, feel free to reach out to us. We'll be happy to help you.
We'll help them one-on-one, no matter who they're with.
Well, you're awesome. We, you know, we didn't talk a lot about the products. I know that could be a whole nother 30-minute or more, three-hour conversation, how dynamic they are. But I really think what you shared from your perspective of commitment and processes and some of the experiences you've had, maybe mistakes you've made in onboarding, or have been very, very, very helpful. But before we get off the call, I'm going to bring, as I always like to do, bring one of our fearless leaders and our fearless owners onto the call to wrap it up and put, as I say, like a bow on it. Jay Archer, are you in the house tonight?
I am.
There he is. You always are, brother.
I love listening to Tuck and Laura. You know, when I talked to Tuck that first night, it was like 10 o'clock at night, 10:30. He told me, he's like, I've done 8 to 10 of these. I've never made a dime. And I'm like, man, have you never made a dime? You've done that many of them? So you're probably not going to make anything in this one either. And he's like, I thought he was going to come through that phone. And I just told him, I said, he's like, well, Jay, you obviously have a reason for telling me that. I said, well, you know what? If you do this the way you've done those other ones, you're not going to be successful. But if you're coachable, we'll build a monster. So I said, you show me, you want me to run through a wall, I'll run through a wall. We started that next day, and we did. We were doing calls. My phone was blowing up off the hook, and I loved it. And I tell people all the time, I'm like, get me on the phone. Because, and here's the thing, Tuck told me, he's like, Jay, man, the same story over and over and over again. Can you change this? So we're closing everybody to talk to. On your next call, what do you want me to change? He's like, no, you just keep doing it. I said, so you got this down. He's like, I can repeat everything you said word for word. I said, beautiful. You're ready to do this on your own. Now your people are, it's time for them to call you. He's like, what? So the whole thing, you know, figure out, first of all, get your story down, but, you know, make it truthful. Don't, it's so good you don't need to lie. You know, nobody's gonna think somebody came in and they're like, oh, now I'm an expert. You know what? No, you know what? Y'all are experts in helping change people's lives. Work together. Three-way call does amazing things. So it's not about somebody coming in and knowing everything. You know what? Get somebody that knows something. You know, if it's a brand new person, that 18 years old. And, you know, you're talking to somebody and they hit G3 and they've made $1,000 in their first 2 weeks. You know what? They're an expert. What did you do? Well, I talked to this person. They're an expert. Get them on three-way calls. So figure out somebody, because third-party validation is when you hear something, then you hear it again, third-party validation. That will help you build a monster. The other big thing, the biggest thing they said out of this, first of all, their hearts are absolutely massive. They're like my brother and sister now. One thing they said that is so true, never quit. Because I'm telling you, continue to work, continue to plug. Ask for the order. Don't be afraid to ask for the order. And I'm telling you, you will eventually have success. When you get somebody in, help them immediately get their customers to make their product paid for. When somebody's product's paid for, they're never going to leave. What we've got here, we have product that is going to absolutely change people's life. It is. It's a game changer. Well, change people's health, you can also change people's wealth. And there has never been a better time to get involved. We are going to be massive. We are going to change lives. But here's the big thing. People are like, why hasn't it happened faster? It's not on our time. It's on his. It's on God's time. When it happens, it happens. But you know what? What we have is we've got leaders that are absolutely incredible with massive hearts that I'll tell you, never been a better time to be in this company. Never been a better time to when you see the gel that we've got, not this group versus this group, it's the whole company. So get together, this is something you want to bring your kids in. something you want to bring your parents in, something you want to bring your brothers and sisters and your friends, because everybody's going to want to be involved, believe me. So, Tuck, Laura, love y'all to death. That was absolutely awesome. I love hearing y'all talk. And seeing Tuck's first meeting that he stood up, he was talking about we had gingerberries and dingleberries in front. And I'm like,
I didn't know what berry was.
I never get up and stop a meeting. Never. I said, whoa.
Yeah.
I said, y'all, whoa. First of all, I promise there's not a single dingleberry in our product. And I said, I don't even know what a gingerberry is. And Chuck's got a car out there that we bought him. So, all you need to do is be duplicatable.
Yeah. I was going to say.
You don't have to know all the right words. You just got to.
That's right.
Absolutely.
You're sharing with enthusiasm, right?
Absolutely.
Well, Dan, listen, one last closing comment. Tuck and Laura mentioned it earlier, the Galaxy Pack, the newest Gemini Pack. This is a remedy only. It's not an enrollment pack. It's a reorder pack. It's called the Galaxy Pack. It was sent out to all the members here over the weekend. I think we sold one or two of those within hours of it being announced. So obviously the field is excited about that. That is for $1,125. There's 15 bottles of Remedy. Okay, that's now in your back office. So go Galaxy. This is the time to get that product in your hands. It's the least expensive, the most cost-effective way to get a Remedy on the planet right now. So don't forget about that. Take advantage of that. And with that, this meeting is now adjourned. Have an awesome Gemini week. God bless everyone, and we'll talk to you next week, same time.
Thanks, y'all.
Good job.
Thank you. Good job, guys.
Great job. Night. Good night.
Bye-bye.
Great job.
Bye.
Talking to you.